no tax.
The president decides he's going to head to Arizona for memorial service for the six people killed thanks to gunman Jared Lautner, who is the suspected assassin or near assassin of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. He did gun down a federal judge and also in that group of people, 9-year-old Christina Taylor as well. And a lot of people are picking up on her sad story, just this precocious 9-year-old child. That's where we start here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name. You know how we roll here. We zig and zag all over the place, so hang on, buckle up. Best water cooler buzz that is live in the overnight hours across these United States, to the left, to the right, and somewhere in between. You know I don't care about your stripes, especially now. Don't I say that all the time? This is the problem that so many people are having, and I just don't get why we can't have those conversations. So bring on the water cooler buzz. Here's the 800 number, 800-259-5791. They're going to talk about security with Congress people, senators, etc., everybody on the Hill, when they go about their daily lives, talking to their constituents and whatnot in open areas, in delis and malls, shaking hands on Main Street. Do they need more security? And we talked about this in a previous show. How much would really help anyway if you think about the Secret Service and the protection that the president gets? It's not 100%. It's never, ever 100%, unless you are in a bubble that is bulletproof, bombproof, and every imaginable thing, and you are just moving along somehow in that bubble, which is an impossibility. It's an impossibility to say that. Then it becomes, what about the taxpayers? How much do you and I kick in for that security? I believe that more people will take the security issue to heart. And even perhaps locally, there'll be more police around. In the case of Gabby Giffords, there wasn't any police around. She was in a grocery store, in a Safeway grocery store in a suburb of Tucson, certainly not thinking that someone was going to walk up to her with a 9mm Glock and a magazine full of ammunition and shoot her in the head and then start to pick off other people. And at this point, Giffords' condition is apparently improving. It's improving. But I cautiously say that, and the doctors are being cautious about it, too, because with anything with the brain, you just do not know where it's going to go. And it was a very severe injury. She's incredibly lucky at this point to be alive. Not so lucky is the 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, who happened to have a well-known family, well-known in the sense that if you follow baseball at all, you know that Dallas Green is her grandfather. He was with the Phillies and with the Yankees and had been in baseball his whole life. Those, the two most notable stops, he won the World Series with the Phillies and he got booted by Steinbrenner, I think it was after a year, when he was with the Yankees, but he was a crusty kind of guy who didn't take any nonsense from anyone. And I think he was stunned when he learned about his granddaughter. Certainly he was out of the country, got the phone call from the son and daughter who were hysterical. Of course they were. They had no clue. Their daughter was going off with a neighbor because she was all about politics and learning about the process and all excited. And then she never sees her family again. To the credit of the Green family, I think, because they're really trying to put a face, I believe, on Christina, they've agreed to do interviews with various television, mostly talk shows. So I think they've been on the Today Show and some other spots. And here's what the father had to say about the Arizona shooting.
She lost a friend. I mean, they're just not really quite old enough to really understand, you know, what exactly happened, you know. But it's tough.
So that wasn't her father. That was a father talking about how tough it is in this situation. But her parents are also speaking out, like I mentioned, and going on various shows, very choked up, but willing to talk about their kid, which I think is a good thing. Trying to put more of a face and more of a story behind their daughter, and you'll probably hear more when this memorial service happens a little bit later in the week. We're going to talk about some of the other angles of that, which, of course, now it's reignited the gun control debate. There are some people that are calling for a ban on high-capacity magazines like the one that Loeffner used in the shooting in the supermarket. That's one aspect of it. And I don't think it'll go anywhere, not in this Congress, but it'll add to the conversation. Let's say there's going to be people talking about it. There's also a conversation which I think should be just quelled as to, is it the fault of right-wing radio? Because was he influenced by that? Did he go after her, in other words, and then do what he did because of all of the nasty politics of what was happening in Arizona over the tug of war over immigration? And I would definitely call foul on that, but we're going to still hear more about that. I think it's perfect setup and a perfect way to play the blame game. Even some people on the Hill suggesting that there's just things that shouldn't be talked about, which could also fan the flames for the fairness doctrine, which would be ridiculous. Listen, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States, and why that freedom of the press is so huge. That First Amendment right is unbelievable. The freedom of speech. I cannot tell you enough. Is there crap and nonsense I wouldn't want to listen to? Yes. And do I listen to it? No. Is there crap and nonsense you don't want to listen to? No. Do you listen to it? You don't have to. And that's the thing. I'll say this a million times. We don't want to live in a country where we're told what we can hear, where everything is censored. This is what you can listen to. This is being censored for you. You know, in the film industry, they have that problem because the ratings board, which is crazily made up of people who I think the motion picture industry, the association, if I were an actor or if I were a filmmaker, I would want to tear my hair out at the way they pick these people and the way they decide to rate movies and how they can destroy movies. So there, to me, there's censorship of films because of this random motion picture board that was established, I want to say 30, 40 years ago. But yet we still do somehow manage to get films out there or the uncut versions or whatever. But can you imagine if you had radio stations, if you had television stations where things were cut and shredded to death because so much of it was weaned out, what you should be allowed to hear and what you shouldn't be allowed to hear? We live already in the land of political correctness, and that would be, my friends, a disaster, and it would be wrong to take this situation and what's happened and use this as a case for that, which unfortunately some people are doing, and I think they'll continue to do that. Let's hope that that is quelled. Let's hope that that the whole toxic politics is taken out of the mainstream conversation after a while, because it's just gotten started, and I can tell it's going to come to a crescendo eventually. What do you think? Is there blame? Is there a finger to point here? Does that make us feel better? 800-259-5791.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Wherever you are, you're not dealing with icy streets, and my heart goes out to those in Australia dealing with those horrible flood waters. Now they got more people missing. In the end, who knows, people being rescued from cars just floating away like little toys. You know, it's bad. To me, some of the shots that I saw really reminded me of the people on the roofs in Katrina. Not to the extent where it was just roof after roof after roof, but there were people that were waiting for help. I know we've talked about this before, and I've said to everybody listening, just imagine yourself in the worst weather scenario you could possibly imagine. And how many of us are absolutely unprepared for that? I mean, absolutely unprepared. I mostly grew up in the East Coast. I lived in New York and in New Jersey, but there was a small window of time when I was a kid where my mother tells me, and I don't remember it very well, I have pictures of it, where I was like 2 years old, 3 years old, and we lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and it got avalanches of snow. Got a lot of snow in Kalamazoo. And you know what? They had emergency bags packed because they were from Jersey. And to them, a couple of inches of snow was, woo, you know, we got a couple of inches of snow. Now, all of a sudden, they had snow up to their rooftop, and they had to be dug out. So they were emergency prepared. I don't think many of us have that. I mean, do you have stuff in a safe? All the information you need? It's like somebody told me after Katrina that one of the worst things that happened to them, besides they were you know, they weren't prepared. Everything happened. They were hysterical. They were trying to help their neighbors, all that stuff. Their house was just a goner, flood, mold, the whole thing. But that they had no checkbooks, no anything. So when they were asked about bank account numbers, they didn't know their bank account number. They knew what was in their wallet, which was their license. They had a license and some credit cards. And I'm sure, like so many of us, a lot of the people in Australia are scrambling to get, first of all, to survive, but scrambling then the reality of, my God, I have nowhere to live. I've got to get my identification, my stuff from my house. And it's really tough, but very few of us, I think, are prepared for that. Sadly, very few people were prepared for what happened at the hands of Jared Lee Loeffner, and I'll be curious to see what happens with him. There is a chance he can get the death penalty or life in prison. He was asked in court, do you understand that? And just grunted, yes. And if you've seen his crazy, crazy mugshot, it sort of in a bizarre way gives you an insight into this guy. I'll quickly reiterate this if you haven't heard this. They did find an envelope in a safe at his house in Tucson, his parents' house, where there was handwriting that said, I planned ahead my assassination, had her name on it, Gifford's name, and what was something that looked like his signature. And there was a letter back from 2007 on her stationery addressed to that house, addressed to him, extending appreciation to him for going to a Congress on Your Corner event. That's what she called them. And lo and behold, when he went to it, he asked some crazy off-the-wall question that she didn't directly answer because there was really no answer for it. So did he harbor all this bizarre, crazy resentment nonsense because he was a paranoid kook? I think that's probably really the case. So he was charged with attempting to kill Giffords and two staff members for killing a U.S. district judge. Also, one of her staff members who sadly was engaged to get married, just 30 years old, the 9-year-old girl we know. There were, remember, other people that were injured, all outside a grocery store in Tucson where she was greeting for the first time constituents. This was her third time around that she had been elected. All right, let's go to Crazy Al in Canada. Hey, Crazy Al, what's up?
Yeah, hi. You know, it's kind of ironic. She was standing under a big Safeway sign. Isn't that kind of ironic?
It was kind of sad.
Yeah. You know, when that Muslim psychiatrist murdered all those people at Fort Hood, I forget how many, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing the liberals did was say, this has absolutely nothing to do with the Muslim religion, right? Every day for about a week, this has absolutely nothing to do with this Muslim religion. Islam had nothing to do with it. But when this crazy guy went berserk in Tucson, the first thing the liberal media did was say, this has everything to do with right-wing politics. Don't you find that kind of interesting?
Yeah, because it's easy, because they're looking for a chance to shoot a layup, and that was their layup. But you're absolutely right. In the Fort Hood massacre with Major Hassan, when there was clearly he was also nutty and off his rocker and had done some things when he was giving presentations at medical schools and then talking nonsensical extremist Muslim stuff, it was clearly part of what he was doing there. And remember, he killed 13 people, Al, and he wounded almost 30 people.
Yeah, and the liberals have, we have these so-called, quote-unquote, lunatic asylums, right? You've heard that expression, lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
The liberals have been shutting those down. Are there any mental institutions left? There's a few, but this guy.
No. There's mental institutions, yes.
Well, this guy should have been locked up two or three years ago from the crazy stuff he did. But I don't think there's enough people being mentally ill, people being committed to lunatic cells. And if there had been, I don't know how many people have handguns. The only guy Congress on the corner?
Uh-huh.
The only thing at that rally, the only person with a gun was a lunatic. If there had been 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 sane guys at that meeting in that parking lot, you know, they could have pulled a gun and shot this guy before he had a chance to shoot anybody. So the solution is more guns, not less.
Well, you know what? In that case, too, in Arizona, somebody could have had a gun and they could have taken him out. And before he had, I don't know, if they acted quick enough, maybe he still would have hit her, but not have gotten to other people. I'm not sure. But yes, your point is well taken. And this is part of the argument about guns. And if the fact that you have concealed and carry, and there's different, of course, laws in different states. Al, thanks. It just depends on where you live. We know that there are parts of the country where, forget about it, there's no gun, no how, no way. And you got to know everything about the gun laws because they will cuff you. You will be eating cement if you even try it, depending on what you do. My father actually carried my entire life. I just was thinking about this the other day. He had a gun. He had one of those holsters, that you just like the FBI does, where they have that second gun that they carry, that they strap around their ankle. He had that because he was, of course, he was licensed, etc., but he was in an industry where he was in the coin business. He had an insurance company, but he was in the coin business, so he had a gun, and I don't know why I thought about that, but he always had that gun. He had that gun with him for the most part, where we would be in Philadelphia or in New York, or, you know, I shouldn't say New York, because I think in New York he hated New York and rarely wanted to go into New York, but he didn't have the gun then because of the laws there, but he had the gun in Pennsylvania. Interesting. So what could have been done differently there? What could have happened? And, you know, we can all handicap that, and of course it's all about the reaction time as well. You can plan for the worst case scenario. Perhaps, though, if there had been some police there, the police were right there with her, would that have been a deterrent, or could somebody have seen him as he calmly was in the audience, went up to her, whatever? Maybe. The thing that was so great in a sick, sad scenario is that the people who were injured themselves reacted and did get him down, did get the gun out of his hand. It shows you that people, there are people who will do that. There are people who will react, who will try to do something. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the show too. Is it, do you automatically run? Do you turn? What do you do when you're all of a sudden having your life flash before your eyes? You don't know what's happening. But immediately people did do something. They overpowered him, which I say bravo to every single one of them who reacted, that they could react. They did whatever they had to do, including an older woman. She didn't care. I mean, she could have been picked off. She did whatever she could to try to help all the other people that were there, because there was certainly a crowd there. All right, hang on. We're going to talk more about this on the flip side.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice.
Believe it or not, there's some other things that have happened in and outside of this country. We're going to get to them in our final segment here this hour. But as you can imagine, it weighs heavy on all of our minds what has happened in Tucson just over the weekend on Saturday. Now there's calls for let's have the gun control debate opened up. I don't think that's going to go anywhere, though. Forget it. Not with this Congress. It can't go anywhere. So Second Amendment rights are not going to be ripped away. Forget that. Don't go over the top paranoid with it. You look at the votes and it's strictly about votes, baby. The votes aren't there for that. So, but you still do want to protect those rights. That way you can carry a gun if you choose to do so. As I've said this before, you don't want to see rights taken away. So put that aside for a second. Really, the war isn't so much about the guns. It's going to be about words. You have Congressman Jim Clyburn, who is the third ranking Democrat in Congress, who said over the weekend that the shooting in Arizona needs us to rethink what we should be saying in this country, what's acceptable to say publicly, and when people should keep their mouths shut. And he thinks that the fairness doctrine should be reinstated, which would then call on what he calls elected officials and media pundits to use better judgment. To me, there could be nothing that would be more disastrous for this country than the fairness doctrine. You cannot limit free speech. It's such a slippery slope. I don't even want to go there. I'm not even going to qualify it. Screw that. You cannot go after free speech. It's what we're founded on. That is the greatness of this country. And as I've said before, you can tune whatever it is you don't want to listen to out. The guy was a nutbag. The guy had a screw loose from the get-go. That's why he was thrown off the college campus and told not to come back until he had a bill of mental health that showed that he wasn't unstable. But my fear is that more people will keep pushing and ramp this up, and it'll start to gain some momentum. I still believe there are enough sensible people that will not agree on the fairness doctrine. But to me, this is where the real fight becomes over words. And what's interesting about Clyburn, if I'm right on this, and I don't know why I didn't think about this originally, but Clyburn has a daughter who's an FCC commissioner. Now, luckily, she's taken a couple of different stands when she was asked about the fairness doctrine, saying she opposes it in any way, shape, or form. Let's hope she doesn't flip on that issue, because the FCC in 87 stopped enforcing that policy that, let's face it, required the media to present both sides of an issue. But now you think of cable news, talk radio, the power of that, etc. And because of the heated debates and discussions across the country, it's making people nervous that don't like what is being said. So they want to shut her down. Shut her down. I don't want this out there. And you have to think about it. You have to think about things that have happened because of free speech, I think, in a positive way. So let's hope that this is not something that the people who are pushing for the fairness doctrine can hang their hat on, because to me, that would be absolutely unacceptable. All right, we have a lot of callers, so let's jam on the callers. In fact, we got four or five callers. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
There you are. How are you doing, Kate?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what? You know, this idiot talking about the fairness doctrine. The only purpose of this is to try to shut down talk radio. Because, you know, let's face it, liberal talk radio doesn't work. Nobody wants to listen to liberals on radio. And, I mean, pretty much every liberal talk show is, and radio station has failed. And, you know, Hannity and Rush and Beck and all those guys and Kate Delaney, they're the kings of talk radio, you know, and, that's only this fairness doctrine is, it sounds like, Title IX for college sports, you know. You know, I have equals or people share whatever, you know. Somebody don't want to listen to something, they don't have to, and they shouldn't be taking away something they want to listen to. But the thing about, this thing that happened in Tucson, like you said, Kate, my first thought was, well, what will happen, you know, if any type of congresswoman, congressperson, whatever, was meeting, you know, having a meeting to where people show up or whatever, and they knew there was going to be a bunch of people there. Where was the security? I mean, it didn't seem like there was any around unless some of the people that got shot were security guards. I don't know.
No, there was no security around. I double-checked that today. None. Zilch.
Yeah, and that's just not common sense, you know. Anytime you have kind of a meeting or a group of people showing up for some kind of, you know, thing like that, there should be some kind of security there. I mean, you know, I thought it was pretty much most counties, you know, you got to have a permit. Now, she didn't need one because she's a congresswoman, but, or maybe I wouldn't think she needed one, but, you know, you would think there'd have been some county deputies there, you know, just to, you know, make sure the thing doesn't get out of hand, especially when you're talking about politics. You know, the two things you're going to talk about, Tater, politics and religion, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and but, you know, and one of the sad points is, I don't know if you heard this or not, the little girl that was killed, 9-year-old,
did you
hear that she was born the morning on 9/11?
Yes, so that's the most tragic thing. It was a September 11th baby. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, I call her a little angel, you know. I mean, I just, Yeah, born on one of the worst days in violent days in the history of America, and then to die by the hand of violence. That's just a that's an angel in heaven right now. You know.
Yeah.
And, in any case, so now here's another thought. I was, you know, I've been listening to some of the feedback to this today, Kate, and you know, all the politicians now. You know, I heard a couple from one of the senators in Wyoming, Utah. You know. Senator and Congressman on the other talk shows, and they're all talking about security and that stuff and all that, and where they're going to start tracking or whatever, and I thought, you know, and then one of them made a comment that we have to, you know, Congress people and senators, they have to be able to get to the public, they have to be able to do these kind of things where they can hit, you know, they can learn what their constituents are thinking about, you know. And that's part of what their job is, right? To get out there and listen to what they're...
That's what do I say all the time? It'd be a grassroots movement. If I were in political office and I were running, I would want to be the people, feel like I could be among the people, listen to the feedback. And I would never want to cut myself off from the people who elected me, because it's a government about we the people, and I'm just the conduit. So, of course, I would want to be out there, which is, to her credit, she was a moderate Democrat. She believed in gun rights. You know, there were other things she didn't believe in, but she was an in-between, more censorious person. Regardless, she was out there among the people. That was one of the things that she did that helped get her elected.
Well, and that's great, Kate, and that's exactly the way it should be. I'm not knocking on that at all. But, and I don't want to make any kind of fun of the situation. Of course, you know I don't. But here's the thing, Kate. These people go out there and they listen to the people, and then they go back to Washington, and what did they do? 80% of America said no to national health care.
Right, and they signed it anyway. Yeah.
And they went ahead and did it, and they went in there, and it was so bizarre because they do their little back room, and let's have another meeting, let's have a little vote, okay, now we only need eight more people. Now we only need six more people. You know, and they kept doing this back and forth until they got enough votes to pass it. But meanwhile, everyone was screaming, every poll, every talk show host is screaming, no, you can't do this. So what difference does it make, Kate, if they're not going to do what the American people tell them to do?
Well, then this is what happens. This is why I'm for term limits. This is why, thanks, Don, because we got other people to get to. Appreciate it. And that's why I'm for term limits, and that's why I say that you hold people's feet to the fire, and that's why the midterm elections didn't go so well for a few people. By the way, he was talking about what some of the Congress people have said. Here's what Congressman Heath Shuler said about the gun threat and the Arizona shooting.
When you see what has happened in Arizona with one of your colleagues, you know, you start to realize that there is a threat.
There is a threat. What do you do? He says he'll take his gun when he's in Arizona. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello, Dan. Are you eating, Dan?
Madam President. No, Madam President, I had to put my headphones down.
Okay.
Okay. You know, like I said last time, my condolences go out. This is a terrible, terrible tragedy. But, I'm going to try to keep it a little bit light here. Do you remember my prayer just before I go to bed? Did I remember telling you that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I know you'll take me sooner or later, but I pray like me you're a procrastinator.
That's okay. Clever.
You know, they took the guns away in Australia, and the crime doubled. They took the guns away in England, the crime doubled. Then the people had to start wearing knife-proof clothing because so many of the thugs started using knives there. Kids that go to preppy schools have been attacked for their lunch money, and they're held up for ransom because of the diminishing of the ability for the people to fight back. And so if I'd have been there and had my gun, I'd have dropped that character like a hot potato.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if I was a concealed and carry person and I had the gun, absolutely. That's when you want to carry a gun, I think you have to know how to use it really well. You have to know what you're doing. And if you do, then that's all about the reaction. And absolutely, I have to say that I would be right there with you. That's what I would try and do. Thank goodness the people, thanks Dan, tackled this nut, and at least they helped in that sense. All right, we're going to take some more. I know we have a lot of people that are calling in. We'll take some more on the flip side, 800-259-5791.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, we're continuing to talk about the situation, the tragedy in Tucson. We know security issues are being raised on the Hill. Each and every show, we talk to people in D.C., and we're going to Washington at the end of the month. In fact, a lot of that conversation will center around health care. The sheriff, Sheriff Dunderhead, I'm going to call him, and his name is Clarence Dupnik. He was out at a news conference in Tucson when it happened, and a day later he was saying the same thing, talking about the political rhetoric is to blame for the kind of violence that landed this congresswoman in intensive care, which is absolutely irresponsible and ridiculous. And that's set off a lot of the debate, the water cooler buzz, if you will, over what happened in Tucson, and I think he's so wrong and off the mark on this one. Trying to blame this on what he calls inflamed speech and inflaming the public on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, has an impact on people, especially people who are unbalanced personalities to begin with. So, Sheriff, what would you suggest that we do? I think we should just do away with talk radio and play music all the time. But, oh, wait a second. But we can't agree on the lyrics of some of the songs. So then we would have to somehow censor those because they might ignite some violence in people. And you see how ridiculous the argument becomes. I was for free speech from the second that I learned how to talk, as probably many of you are. The greatness of living in America as somebody who has lived outside of the United States and gone to visit other people where their language is constrained, if you will, I see the difference. And believe me, there is a very big difference. What is so great about this country is that you can get on the radio and criticize your president or praise your president or criticize the people that represent you or praise the people that represent you. The idea is we do have the chance to have a town hall meeting, if you will, each and every day on so many different stations across the United States, and I think it's fascinating. And if you don't like what you hear, you don't have to listen. Has anybody listening to this show ever turned off shows, including this one? I always say, if you don't like what you hear, you can go down the dial, talk about flying saucers and aliens and other things. I love my man George, but if that's what you prefer, and he's been around a long time, you can tune in and hear that. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have choices. That's the brilliance of the United States, and that's what the founding fathers intended, because they didn't want to be muzzled with religion or with politics. Let's go to Mark listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, the Founding Fathers knew that the First Amendment was for unpleasant, vociferous, even violent speech to be protected because they came from England and they knew how that the First Amendment, how free speech rights could be suppressed. And we have regulations that regulate the First Amendment just as we do the Second Amendment. And let me make this this point to some of the people on the left or the anti-gunners are saying that, you know, these weapons are not what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they wrote the Second Amendment. Well, they never heard of talk radio, computers, iPods, every single communication device, which is all protected under the First Amendment. Technology moves forward, but the right to keep and bear arms is consistent against criminals and terrorists and tyrannies, which is what it's about. And I'm really getting sick and tired of people trying to blame right-wing talk radio. This guy was a homosexual, pot-smoking maniac who went to the same synagogue as the congresswoman. She was Jewish, and so was this clown. So people that are saying she was shot because she was Jewish, that's not true. These are all facts that I'm coming out with here that I've learned since listening to the radio. The ACLU has blocked the mental health records of people being released. In New York, to get a permit, you have to release your mental health records. These other clowns, I'm talking fast because you got to let me go. These other clowns are saying, well, we have to restrict the amount of ammunition in the gun. Let me explain something about the 9mm gun. The particular ammunition was designed in 1901. NATO forced the American troops, the American army, to go over to 9mm to have consistency with European and Americans. He used 9mm ball ammo. How do I know that? Because if he used hollow points, everybody would be dead, including the congresswoman. The 9mm was designed to go through one soldier and hit the next guy, so you'd have to you'd disable two people, and it would take two people to get them off the battlefield. If we go back to six-shot revolvers, which one idiot down the dial was saying, well, then give me a .357 Magnum, and I guarantee you with six shots, everybody will die because the .357 Magnum, which is designed in 1935, is much more powerful than the 9mm. Also, a 100-year-old round called the .45 ACP, which only holds seven rounds. If I have two of those guns and I have .45 ACP hollow points and I fire out 14 rounds, everybody's going to die because it has much. It's like getting hit with a brick. So all these jerks that don't know anything about guns and gun control, they're
spouting
off at the at the lip here. And let me just say this too. You're going to start taking our guns away. The Jews, one Jewish group that I support, the Jews for the Preservation of Fire Ownership, they have a DVD out called No Guns for Negroes. They document the racist roots of gun control and how blacks were disarmed by Democrats back in the South. Always been disarmed, okay? So the Jews, you have the guns from the Jews who know about the Holocaust, they ain't giving them up. The blacks, the Black Panthers, they know what the Second Amendment's about. They're not giving up. How about the homosexual group called the Pink Pistols who fought for the right to carry guns to stop the gay bashing? I'm not gay. I don't want to have anything to do with it. But you know what? They carry a gun. They're a brother and sister of mine, whether you're gay or lesbian, because they know that when they're being attacked, they can't call 911. And even if you're the biggest guy in the room, if there's 10 or 20 people coming at you, or not even that, it doesn't make a difference. Criminals
right.
don't care. Maniacs don't care.
Right, you're right.
I'm spoken fast here because I'm tired of all this garbage. You can do it. If you stop selling all the guns in this country tomorrow, I've said this before, we have a 100-year supply on the black market. Like the other caller said, Australia and England, their crime has doubled, but the gun control people that are socialists, and read the Communist Manifesto like this pot-smoking scumbag, and he was a Mein Kampf reader, he's following the footsteps, and it's not too much of a stretch, and I don't know this, I could be wrong. He's following the footsteps of the early 1900s, the anarchist. The man was an anarchist. He followed the woman around.
We think. Let me stop you there. We got to go because we're against it. You made some points that I agreed with on the gun stuff, Mark. Thanks for the call. I know you're excited, so you were wound up like the Energizer Bunny, but we're up against the tail end of the show. Also the problem is to throw the other leftist crap on his lap too. The guy was a nut. There's no question he was a nut. He was mentally unbalanced. He was following all kinds of crap. But one thing that you can say is I don't think you can trace talk radio and what's being said on talk radio to what he did. I seriously doubt it. Otherwise, other people would be moved to do similar things. And I don't think we can point to that in this country, certainly at the rapid amount you would think if this were happening. And by the way, on the guns issue, we have some people emailing us and chatting us. Jack says black market guns are so bad now in Australia, police are wearing body armor they never used to when guns were legal, to Mark's point and to some other points that were made about Australia. Not everybody agrees. Rockstar says, but when it comes to guns, that they would ban every gun. They would ban every gun. So we know that there's people, and also says police in the UK don't like to carry guns because everyone will want one. And that guns should be banned and all the shops that sell guns, too. How about that? So, yes, we know there are people who think that guns are evil and the root of all evil, and we should get rid of guns. And we're talking about in the United States. But we've seen what's happened in other places where the guns are banned. And I would say this. If the guns are banned, they're getting them on the black market. If I'm a gangster and I want to get a gun, if I'm part of a drug cartel, I can easily get a gun. If I'm part of some kind of a, well, call it a mini mafia somewhere, trust me, they're getting the guns. They would love that. Gun runners would love it because they could charge that much more for their product for the little guy, not just the big orders that they often fill.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.